Amen. Onyame mu adehye moma memfasa akonya weso na menamo ase medamo ase papa pa akonya nra befa so eboa me ema me kura ma me achi mani aso papa pa Awurade nhyira mo de mo ahwere me hu bia no Awurade nhyira mo na mu mo ho mo ho medamo ase papa pa na de oho ne se me ma me yenya nsie no enti yenye na ase asoro bia ne na me ya dom ne ko si no fina e be hwe ne Awurade beto aso medamo ase mo ma e mo mpa ye Awurade yenya nkopon tumi ni ade nyina awura ye de aseda ma wanopai ye yu aye ye kamfo din ye yo kese ye hyewa nu nyam bisa wuna tumi nyina ye wodia Awurade yankwa e hyewu nsem tse kusua uja motu ha na abɔ na so wo hu ye mo ba hwe ye so ene ye da so ti ase e wa ti ase fo asase so covid ba ye onfa ye nko ye ne ye kɔ so bia Awurade wagye afri mu a na de ye kan se ye de waseda ma ye da wase Yada was say, Papa Mrasso, so will my baby tear was some. I home home was some, and I a day bahunemo. And tis a rather one, Mamua, Yana, as it here no I a day. Miss Rao Papa, Familia Casamukeke, the Famimu a Casa, a Chiroma. Almighty God, it is my prayer that you use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. Lord, speak through me to your people. Speak through me to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness and all demons and devils who are here right now. And I say, may you be silent as the word of God is coming. May the word of God come to the people as the Almighty God desired this morning. Amen. People of God, this morning, we are speaking on the theme, how to receive the kingdom of God. How to receive the kingdom of God. Ekwan ben ena oba faswa, ubenya onyankupon ahinienu. Ekwan ben ena oba faswa, ubenya onyankupon ahinienu. When Jesus Christ taught his disciples how to pray, he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come as it is in heaven. When John the Baptist started his ministry, he also started by saying that the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus also did the same thing by saying, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, we try to find out what do we mean by the kingdom of God. When we say the kingdom of God, what do we mean? See, those of us who are in America, maybe we don't understand much about kingship. But I'm very sure that those who are in England, those who are in London and the rest, they actually understand what is kingship. But in every kingdom, these features must be present. Number one, in every kingdom, there must be a king. And then also, there must be some subjects. And then, the king also has some rules and regulations which the subjects must obey. In our case, Jesus Christ is our king. We are the subjects, and Jesus has given us the commandments that we are to obey. And we know that when we talk of the kingdom, we refer to the personality. We are referring to the personality of God. Because in Luke The word of God tells us that the kingdom of God is within us. So when we talk of a kingdom of God, we are talking of a theocratic rule. A theocratic kingdom where God is the king. A kingdom where God will wipe away every tear from the eye of every individual. We are talking of a kingdom where there is no death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, and all things are gone forever, as we find in Revelation 21, verse 4. People of God, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, the word of God tells us that not everyone that says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of the Father. Onyame asem eka kyerɛn ɛwɔ Matthew ɛnwoma no etire ɛnson kyekyɛmu aduonu baako ɔse ɛnyɛ wɔn a wɔn se awurade 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 nyinaa ɛna ebenya ɔsoro ahemman no mu na ɛmom nea ɔyɛ agya no apɛdeɛ no ɔno na obenya ɔsoro ahemman no mu. Also in Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14. Last, when Paul was writing to the Philippians, Paul said, "Not that I have arrived at my goal. I press on towards the goal to win the prize or crown which God has called in Christ Jesus." Na Paul e kasa. Na Paul ne kasa mu no okanse mi se. Enye se onu Paul wa dru butai ne ho. Memo mo kin kan ya o se ade ba ku pe na ya wa ye. O ma ni wure free na chi. Na o pray. Se be ya obetimi adru butai ne ho. Now as I was reading this, I asked myself, se Paul no mo poso o mo pray dia. Na ye ye nya de. And with all this, Paul is saying, say, they are still struggling to be able to attain the kingdom of God. And then the Bible also tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So it is telling us that if there is anything that we have to fight, we have to do everything possible to be able to attain as Christians, then that is the kingdom of God. We should seek that first. And if we are able to get that, then all other things will be added unto us. My dear brother, my dear sister, the Bible continues to tell us that in Mark 10, verse 15, in Mark 10, 15, the word of God says, "Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a child shall not enter it." Whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a child shall not enter it. Obia wanyi onyankopon ahinnie no se abofra no onyakwan enhiremu. This morning we are asking how to receive the kingdom of God, and the word of God is telling us that to be able to receive the kingdom of God, we must act as children. Other than that, it will be impossible to receive this kingdom of God. As I say, yes, sir, emofra. And yes, sir, onyami ahinie no, yentimi enwuramu. And so I was asking myself, how do they behave? How are we to behave like children so that we can be able to enter the kingdom of God? And the one thing that I realize is that children are born pure and sinless, though they sin as they grow. But children are born as sinless. Most children have no sin in their lives. And we also know that Jesus is coming for his. And he is coming for those who are without spot or wrinkle. And what me who say? Emofra or say, if we don't receive the kingdom of God as children, we shall not enter it. And one thing that I saw is that children have say yawun kwala. Yana omu boni bia and ni womu. And kwala and tie and ya boni. E womu se omu nyino na omu ya boni. Because na many akolaki to ebinam. Anuma ebi sini baby. Anuma nka akwala no anya le hwe. Afa mi hu ya na akwala na fabo e koto aba anuma no. Na mka nsi, oh Adam nana. Abo anuma nya wo hwe. But Adam nana wo yinti. But one fact I realize ni say, unu say enkwala mu nta anya bone. It is a yen if we want to receive the kingdom of God, then we must desist from sinning. We have to take all sinful acts out of our lives. And if there is no sin in our life, then we can faithfully and confidently say we are receiving the kingdom of God. And then also I realized another thing among children. I see that children, they depend totally on their parents for survival. Children depend totally on their children for survival. So if we are also to receive the kingdom of God and we are to do that as children, then we must depend on Jesus for our survival. In all things, we must depend on God, just as children depend on their parents for survival. One who said, they ask their parents, on bisa o ma ofo sa na ye nso se ye pese ye nya onyankopon ahenie nu dia, then as ye depend on Jesus, on God, bi bi ehia ye bia as se ye bisa Yesu anope mi bisa o se o how bi da oso amane bi da oso a o de ko Yesu animo ana and answer you try to solve it with your own wisdom. This morning, the word of God is telling us that to be able to receive the kingdom of God, we must depend totally, totally on Jesus. Also, everything that we do, the Bible tells us that in all our ways, we must acknowledge God, and he shall direct our path. And we are not supposed to be wise in our own, but we should depend on God, just as children depend on their parents. There is another thing that I've realized that is very common among children. And that is, you see, children, they believe their parents without doubt. Amofra, their own papa be catching them, or my own father be catching them. Biano, omo di jidi osrunku bi, and a jisa assembly di. So to receive the kingdom of God, we must also believe in Jesus without doubt. We must also believe in the virgin birth of Jesus, in his crucifixion, in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Just as children obey their children. Because James tells us that those of us who doubt, we should never think that we shall be able to receive anything from the Lord. Obia na dwe ya ni ntantano Yakubu woman say, ma wonya wadwen say, wonya bibia firi onyame nchen. Do you know that? Say, enkwala nketo apa. Say, oh, kache ni say, me ko, na me ba. Meto alupre abrao, ojidi ana wanyini. Na papa no, alupre na kasa wabu timi ato. But, kase, enkwala ji omu parents di say, na se na me kan ebi akwala ba ko e mi se na o mo ye bibi wo school mu na ne ma me aka che ni se for no other reason and se se o yune max na e mi se they were doing program bi wo school teacher for no kan don be kan yin akwala ni se ne ma me aka che ni se for no other reason. And as I said, the max, you know, oh, it's all my Aquarano, when you max, you know. This is how we are also to behave. Say, necessary, yeah, say, dear, so we are not supposed to doubt anything, but believe that in everything that we are doing, God is the one that sustains our life, and He is the only person who can do anything for us. Sometimes we tend to think that it is by our own efforts that we do a lot of things. Me say, me yeah me dey be, I may try say, me yet die no very fast. No my friend, me mommy, say, me yet die no pa. 67th birthday. I'll make sure, sir, you be do us out there in him. Or be give you be out there in him. It's me, yeah, then fast. I'm doing everything possible. Me, my dream, no. But say, no, I'm so I dream me a different. Oh, I'm your dream, say, hey, down no crowd, work on. Oh, my man, no, you're in the name. At times, we do the same thing. When we are here, we try not to depend on God, but we think we can depend on our own, we can depend on our overtime, we can depend on the building that we are building, we can depend on so many things, and by our own effort, we shall do this, we shall do that. But the word of God tells us that many are the plans of a man, but it is only the will of God that will prevail. It's me, someone that can make us say, yo, nyame pa. But me, then I'm say, oh, mommy, maybe we ain't no better than what happened. Whenever we are doing anything, we should say, if it is the will of God, I will do this. If it is the will of God, I will go here tomorrow. If it is the will of God, I will go to work tomorrow. Hey, it can happen. That and ne. Me free hey, me kofi na me koda. Ebi ade be chimbete, what is the aba? Yeso so fu. Oh! Enankwa no waso dem. Enankwa no kanyam sam. Oh! Na finally, what do we say? Onyamenkwa. Eno onim de oyie. And all your mind. People of God, if there is anything that we are supposed to seek as Christians, we are supposed to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. We are to obey the commandments of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if we want to receive the kingdom of God. And then, you see, it is not by our works that we are going to heaven, but it is by faith through the grace that Jesus has given to us. So, if we want to receive the kingdom of God, then one thing that we have to do is that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, as found in Matthew 22, verse
37. And then also, we shall love our neighbor as ourselves, found in Matthew 22:39. And then we should trust that our Father is the only person who can provide for us, and no other person can provide for us. So I was reading the Bible in Romans 14, 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. And then I saw something over there where it's talking about the kingdom of God. And this, I want everybody to read this. He says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." Onyamia hene ne sa wohwehwa. Enye enamu bia onya na wowio. Ana enye adidie no wonomu. Udidi onom na wada. That is not it. The kingdom of God is not, but is rather righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. People of God, if we are looking for how to receive the kingdom of God, let us look at what the scripture says, tells us in Romans 14:17, that you are not seeking to enter the kingdom of God. But rather, we should seek holiness, without which nobody can see God. And then we must also be righteous, honest, truthful in everything that we do as Christians. And that the Lord God Almighty will be with us, and we shall be able to seek the kingdom of God. Last time, Nicodemus went to Jesus. And then Nicodemus went with a question in John 3:3. He asked, "How can he enter the kingdom of God?" And Nicodemus was told that before he can be able to enter the kingdom of God, he has to be what? Be born again. And then Nicodemus asks, I'm old, so how can I enter my mother's womb and be born again so I can receive the kingdom of God? And the answer that he got was that, say, yam free in sumu any homo and wa. Without being baptized in the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then there is something that I looked and I saw in Galatians 5:19-21. Can you put that on? You see, I saw those things. And then in the end, it is saying that those who do all those things shall not enter the kingdom of God. Galatians, project the 5:19-21 for me. Project all together. It's okay. This is 19. You see, there I see a list over there, and the last line says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This morning we are asking how to receive the kingdom of God, and the word of God is telling us that list over there. So look whether you are on the list. If you are there, then you come to the bottom. You shall not. So, adultery, are you there? Fornication, are you there? You see, today, people, in order that they will not be whatever, they have changed the name of that fornication over there to dating. If it is dating, then it is not fornication. Is that right? But whether Whether you change it to dating, whatever, it is still what? So if you are there, if you are in that fornication, then when you come down, you know that you cannot enter the kingdom of God. What about uncleanliness? The list, you see the list. So look at the list. Then you ask yourself, does any of this, am I there? Mammy be catching me say, Papa, I don't know what both doing or. Number one, no, communication idiot, youth, no, and yafu for no, and oh, yeah, no, me, the concurrent, and come on. Okay, it's fornication, number two. Efi, ahohwie, abosonsom, adutuo, otan, akayo. Ahana mi duru ya ni mi jina yo. Mi si, ey, manzayon ho, binu minu obi ya kao. Ey, obinu obi ya kao ha. Mwa mutiye mi online, obinu obi ya ka. Se unu obi ya ka, anwa badan ho. I don't know. They are affected with piano. No, about down ho. They will do such things. Shall not. Minyan cannot know your chronicles. Yeah. They shall not enter the kingdom of God. And about could be us ahoya jealousy. Abufu. It's yamufu. And on Bible, they say, Abu Fonin there, Mumma Mubunfu. Then, Mumma, dear, your day, Mumma, we are Uncle Tosso. Miss Miss, alas, Mumma, Bufu, we are. But, a drain, you may, no, ma'am. No, my kind quotation, no, ma'am, who said, Amen, call down. Okay, Abu Fo. Ana pese mankuminya kunsum mpapa emu enibre awudie asabro. And the last week here kawa hanti e mamu ka se obi a ni ha wonu mbi che na ankrofobi. And go for me on all of your sorrow, can I see? Almost you only one, I don't move your almost shut. I live be now. When I'm a summer can, very simple. It would do a part. I say, adultery, no magic, so a gem, fornication, a gem. Wait. People of God, here I'm pleading with you. Ma, we should not come to church and just think that we are coming to church. But we should come to church and make sure that one day, we are going to face a righteous judge. One day, when our book of life is closed, we are going to face a righteous judge. Emphasis on the righteous judge. Se onipa ni a righteous judge, it means se onye bribe on free ho. He will give it to you as it is. Yeah, but sorry, I don't follow Miss Remo. My ma sorry, see a baby keke. We should not come to church just because we are coming to church, but we are coming to get because we come here to worship, so that it will be recorded in our book of life. But you know what? Say, if you look into your life and you fall short of any of those things that we have listed there, it doesn't mean that you are already in hell. As long as there is life, as long as you are still living, you can do something about it so that your table will be turned around.
Dear, you're born as same dear Muka, yes, Hono. Yes, no, a day. It will come for there automatically, no. But, oh, say, last minute, no. When you make or say, no, you make a chance, today, you will be with me in paradise. Why? Because, while my situation now, no woman, no. I overcome one first situation now on the end. It's a nessa what nyamiasam. If you are here and listening to me now, if you fall short in any way, amend your ways, and God is faithful to accept you. Unyamina yesum no no or yemobrohum for do do. It is any ubonity biara, no matter how sinful you are. If you really confess your sins and repent of it, God will forgive you no matter. Me say, me hu boni bia obi aye wo wi ase a onyame se onfa nche ne da. Ji se ba akopɛ. Hwan enim. Ya se de obekasa atia honhon kronkron no. E se wo yi nu twam a ensa na wo bro a opa ne chew a wo de bechew. Bibia no matter. Bibia just 10. And faithfully ask the Lord to change you. For hoto no so, depend on Him. And He is faithful and righteous. Mayenye yeniso nyansa fo. Yembra ye hon asese nkwala. Nefa ye hon se Yesu ensa. Na ono, ena obetimi aje bibia diama. It is never too late. It is never, 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 never too late. People of God, what we are supposed to do can be found in Luke 21, verse 36. Luke 21, 36, can you just project that for me? He says, watch therefore and pray always to escape. Watch ye therefore and pray. And then at also. And yet sometimes, and yet, sir, Ubenya Diane would debe, Utiba, me and son, no, he is a mamma pie. And yet, nobby. But on Sakaya, no, and son of Bedino, a rade, but I was the other mean, Udimu, who should also. Some poor. Etty, watch therefore and pray. That ye may be counted worthy to do what? To escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. People of God, you are to watch. Watch. And just don't watch, but pray. And the prayer should be always. You are to pray without ceasing. I didn't know. Said this was the situation. Said Neman Hunua, a radi whom a more bob, Papa whom a more bob, family bonny chummy, a radiman numiho. And then that should be always. And I say, if you continue to do that, you will escape. So, Man Zion, do we want to escape or we don't? If we do, then a drone ini obi anum bi a drone ini o obi antronto ho no hwe se a drone no eye no ho adwuma na today is World Communion Day. Today is World Communion Day, and as we all gather to celebrate communion together, it gives us the opportunity to look into the future and to trust that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures. And then we are also to remember that Christ was buried, He resurrected, and He has ascended into heaven. That is why we don't see Him now. He is ascended into heaven. But
He has given us the Holy Spirit who is here on earth with us right now. And God will return in glory and power. This has been the seal of our salvation, of all who believe in him. Because Jesus has paid for our sins. That by believing and cleansed of our sins and made us righteous in his eyes, his righteousness will be imputed to us. Is there anybody who for some reason will not be able to take part of today's communion? Obi wo hanu mo a bibi nti ene communion no ye ma obesoda fa chira ha na mi nimu one day bi ana mi be ma communion na me fa ha fa mu kwa na say nipa ni bi communion tam no wako gina chira ha and I say what say if whatever can cause you not to be able to dance with the Lord, Please, for the sake of God and for the sake of righteousness, ask God to forgive you of every sin. No matter what, God will forgive you. Moses, Ayadan and Moses, Ojani free Egypt, a comedian, after the occurrence. Jethro nyan so eye den okoku obi en se uku obi na so nyame mfa nche wa se nka mo so nyame mfa ne nya adwuma adofro mesramo I'm begging you, do not think that because of a particular sin or because of your condition God cannot accept you. Me kanya mesama chere maami bi ana me ka chere maami no se Mammy send a wotie bia onyame betimi agye wo Mammy no hwe manim di oso fo unim me papa. There is no sin that God cannot forgive you, no matter how you are. Awurade se bra no begye wo ogye ahiafo ogye adeboneafo e ma se ne wotie bia no e ma enwe se onyame timi ngye wo. Sakrawa drink and seek the kingdom of God, and the Almighty God will be with you. On this particular note, is there anybody here? Ah, what ye onyamia semuye na oti ye? So sha pa sanko onyame banda and can the kingdom no unyamu kwa unko? And 2% ne abadim fan chawa ubia wa oh hasabi ampacho sorry. Anybody here? Onya me se sawo fere na nimu a. Onu so na je nimu be fere wo. Se wo ha na ofe se na mate nyame asem. Na na me pese me fa urade na me fa ni ya. So original ba bi a wo ti bia, so original ho. Sansu obi ha wo ha bia de, onu se nyame ba a wo wi a. Hwe enfere wo, so original ho. Enna ye nkwaje da. I will only just pray with you. The Lord God be with you. Obia wahati say bia amen for you. Just stand up. Let us pray. Oh Lord God Almighty, I come to your presence for my dear lady who in this crowd has just accepted that when you appear in your glory today, she thinks she may not be able to enter your kingdom. Lord, may your angels record that today your maidservant is accepting you. Father, record in heaven for her. Record in heaven for her and accept her. Oh Lord, accept her that today, before all this number of people, she stood up to accept you as Lord and Savior. Lord, if there is anything in her life why she thinks that when you appear today, she may not be able to enter, Lord, I pray and I beg that you forgive her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, may you wash my dear sister with your high soup and purge her. Lord, may you cleanse her and open a new page of the book of life for her, so that today she'll begin a new life. Lord, may you write off and delete all her previous activities. I ask you, in the presence of all these people, in the name of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.